Undisputed.com.
Hey, this is Trish Stratus.
This is the undisputed future of WWE, Seth Rollins.
Hey, this is Kane from WWE.
This is your favorite knockout, Tara.
Hey, this is Adam Copeland, a.k.a. the Rated R Superstar.
This is WWE Superstar The Miz.
The greatest man that ever lived always likes a good rap, and you're listening to the greatest rap.
Stratisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
Did someone not get what they wanted? Oh, that's too bad.
Bada boom! Realest guys in a room. How you know?
It can be anyone but you, man. Anyone but you. And to the rest of the world, say your prayers. Lock your doors. The family has returned. Run.
With your host,
Dear Kitty, Kitty, Kitty. Yeah, kitty.
You forgot to say please.
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
Oh my God, it's Taker. Taker, Taker, Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
My boobs are real.
And her producer, Sir Rocket.
Bad things happen to bad people. And good things happen to good people. Good people like me. All you have to do is believe!
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. Brought to you by our friends over at Wrestling Figure Wednesdays. Go to YouTube.com/MVG1211 for all your stop-motion wrestling action figure needs. I am your host, Lindsay Ward. Joining me, as always, is my ever-faithful producer slash co-host slash handyman, Sir Rockin. And he says nothing, so... Loving the song we came into. Good call. Good choice. And he's not talking. He's not talking, ladies and gentlemen. It's just me and Fallout Boys. I'm just going to sit here and rock out. No, I'm just kidding. So as he does his whatever he's doing, because he'll show up eventually, I'll sit here and fill space because I don't know what to do. There he is.
I was coughing, so coughing on air is not a good thing, so I was muted at just the exact wrong moment.
At the exact moment that I'm like, and we're here! And you're like, I'm dying.
I'm dying, I'm dead, I'm over it, you know, because you killed me all week, so it's like...
Yeah. Well, I killed you in fantasy, I killed you, you know, my team killed your team, and, well, my baseball team won when your baseball team lost. So, you know, it's been a good week for me.
And you know they play this weekend, right?
Yeah, yeah. Brent, well, you and I, we gonna have some fun. Although, he and I go to war the week after, so, you know.
You can't have that much fun. Chase in Charm says, take it easy on him this week in fantasy.
No. No, I can't, you know, because when you have the team that I have, of course I'll probably lose this week. Just, you can't.
You can't.
You can't. So, yes, we are here. We are here to talk wrestling. We are here to talk football. And we are here to talk all the other random stuff that we generally discuss.
Pretty
awesome
much.
Song choice, by the way.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Can I get a little back to earth?
You want a little back to earth on the way out?
Yeah, on the way out. Can we get a little back to earth?
Let me go in Denver and you tell them what we're talking about this evening.
Well, we have news. We have TNA news, a lot of TNA news, so we are going to try to get through all of that as best we can. We have NXT, and of course we are going to be previewing this Sunday's Night of Champions, so I don't want to waste any time. I say we jump right into the news brought to you by our friends over at PWmania.com and TNAsylum.net, the haven for TNA fans. And we have to talk about the biggest stories, because it's kind of plural, this week, which pertain to TNA. And we kind of have to talk about the biggest story in particular, which is the Dixie Carter interview that came out in SI this past week, which discusses and confirms that TNA is in fact losing their TV deal. She said that they have TV, I believe, up until December of this year.
Let's see. We're searching the article. Preparedness. The biggest challenge for us is building a brand in the U.S., said Carter, who is TNA's president. That's where we need to grow. We're contracted to Destination America through the end of the year, and we are in discussions going on for 2016.
So that is confirmation that, in fact, the TV deal ends in 2015. They are in discussions, so there is hope that they will come to an agreement. However, based on previous word that's come out and the fact that TNA was canceled by a Discovery affiliate today in Germany, leads a lot of people to believe that they're potentially not going to get that deal for 2016. And Rock and I were kind of discussing this before the show, and there have been rumors that TNA is going to be done at the end of this month. They have taped up until September 30th. Bound for Glory is on October 4th, and they have not announced any future television tapings at this point, which, if you're going to continue up until the end of the year, you would think that's the case.
It's like, hey, you would think, oh, there's a deal that we're going to have more. No, we don't have any. No. Is there anything in that? No. That's a house show. That's not TV taping. To continue on what you said really quick, the German broadcaster was D-Max. It's owned by Discovery Communications. They will be ending their affiliation with TNA on October 15th, which will be airing the September 30th show, which was the original, you know, closeout date, just so everyone has the hard facts on that one.
Yeah, so it's kind of an interesting little twist in the story, and like he and I were discussing earlier, which nobody was obviously a part of it. It would make sense if the deal is going to end September 30th, because obviously all the content that's been produced up until this point has been bought and paid for by Destination America, and it might be something of they are not willing to pay for two additional months of television if they're ending the deal. So it might just be because they have the end date of September 30th as an early out for the contract. It's probably going to be, okay, well, we'll take you up until this point, and then we're not producing any more television. It should be noted that TNA did tape a bunch of stuff.
For international,
that if Destination America decides, okay, well, we'll let you air your content, that they can splice it together and they can create 2 months worth of television if they absolutely have to. And that might be a cheaper option than bringing people into tape, and that might be what they're doing.
It's just a weird situation. We talked about it last week on the show, and we've talked about it for months. It's a tricky situation to be in for TNA. And, you know, the workers of the company, because TNA keeps saying, yes, we're going to be fine, we're going to run these house shows, we're running a house show tonight in New York, Pennsylvania, running house shows all weekend. We're running house shows at the in 2 weeks right around Bound for Glory, and then we're running house shows at the end of October, and then we're going to the United Kingdom, and we're running all these house shows. You weren't running out any house shows when you were, you know, having TV for the last year and a half. You pulled back. Now you're back to running house shows, which is great, because you're probably making a little bit of money off of these house shows, which is fantastic for the workers and fantastic for the company making a little bit of money. It seems a little too late. And all this stuff, talk about the TNA deal, when's it up? There's still no exact answer. We think it could be still the 30th. It still could be, even though there's one scheduled on October 7th. But there's no taping scheduled. What are they going to air? You're coming off of Bound for Glory. Are you going to go live from wherever you're at? Are you going to tape something the Monday, the next day in Orlando? Is everyone coming in from North Carolina to go back to Orlando to tape? Why isn't it announced? Shouldn't fans be able to make plans? Like, when a wrestling show is coming to your area, you know more than 2 weeks and ahead of time that they're coming, right?
Yeah, like, that's the thing is, you know, as we always say, you know when WWE is coming to town because you hear about it for months in advance before they ever show up, you know, and the same thing can kind of be true for TNA. You have to keep your ear more to the ground when they're going to show up. But generally speaking, the buildings have to be booked several months in advance for them to come in and take them over and run the show and then leave. Unless they're going to run out of like a local gym or someplace like that, a building that you don't necessarily have to book out to get.
And even when they run in Orlando, you know weeks in advance when they're going to be there.
Yeah, like that's the thing. They tape at Universal Studios, and Universal Studios would have to set all that up because they have to do the soundstage. So TNA has to book that soundstage for a few days out because they have to come in, they have to set everything up, they have to tape the shows, and then they have to break it all down. So you figure they have to book that soundstage for probably a week. And to do all that, and nothing's been booked as far as we know. Nobody's heard anything. So the only thing I can figure is if they're doing television after Bound for Glory, that they're either going to splice something together or they're going to tape something in Charlotte and they're going to air it.
You would have to wonder where they're doing it. It's like there's a rumor they're going to be taping stuff in India, but that's at the end of November, and that's going to be your next set of tapings. Going into December, possibly, like...
That's gonna be so expensive.
Right? Like...
It's awesome that they're going to India. That's fantastic, but it's like, you gotta fly all the equipment over there, you gotta fly the talent over. That's gonna be...
What the deal is probably going to be, is their TV partner in India, if they still have one, which is assuming they do, which is why they're going there, is gonna probably pay for the production.
Probably. But
still,
maybe.
But still, you gotta get the ring over there, you gotta get the talent over there.
Well, they can probably get a ring, because there was the whole Ring Cocking setup, which the ring is probably still over there.
Okay, but you still gotta get all the talent over there, that's expensive.
Oh yeah, just to fly to India is extremely expensive, and it's essentially like a day to get there and a day to get back.
Right, and they're probably going to be there for a few days taping a boatload of television in front of a crowd they've never worked in front of. Like, how can you, like, if you're a realistic company, how can you do something like that? When WWE does it, they dip their toe in a market before they go and tape something there.
They usually run house shows there a couple times, get a feel for the crowd, understand how it all works before they just go in and do TV. Because here's the thing, it's like you go in and do TV and you get a dead crowd and they're like, oh, this wasn't what I thought it was going to be. You're screwed because you've already committed to tape television while you're there. But this, it's like you go in, you do a couple house shows, which obviously TNA understands the market, or they did, because they did do Ring Cooking over there. Jeff Jarrett helmed that project. Sanjay Dutt was also part of that project. So it could be that Dutt is working with TNA on this one. I don't know.
No, because he's, you know, as we kind of figure, he's tied with GFW.
Oh, he is tied with GFW, but it's somebody has to be helping them with this. Somebody that would understand the market, somebody that would know. And Jarrett and Dutt are the first two that come to mind because they were a part of that project. I don't recall anybody else is currently with the company that was a part of it.
Off the top of my head, I can't remember who exactly was a part of that project. And here's the thing, to tie in this whole story with Jeff Jarrett, he's no longer with the company. 100% he's legally finished with TNA Wrestling.
Yeah, I think that's the most, at least for me, telling sign, is Jarrett has sold his minority shares of TNA to Panda Energy. So he is completely out.
Right.
He's done.
It was like 20% he owned, 29%, something to that effect.
Something that it's enough that if TNA goes under, creditors could come after him for the money, especially since he has the funds, because it could be something, well, that Dixie and Pan Energy are like, yeah, no, we're not gonna do anything if the company were to end. I'm not saying they will, but just a speculation. If Jarrett's name is still in the books, he can be held accountable for any debts that are still owed by TNA, so people can come after him, people can sue him, and probably get the money because he's a partial owner.
Yeah.
So he probably realizes that and understands that, and he probably also needs the cash for GFW, so it's something that, hey, let's go ahead and sell it while it's still worth something.
Right. That was the whole part of the negotiated deal with TNA for him to come back. He got paid to work, which you know, they got paid for his, you know, shares of the company. He got to go in the Hall of Fame, which was negotiated after the fact, and he got promotion for his company, and now he can build off of that, but in exchange, he signed over his papers. He was done. He's no longer affiliated with TNA Wrestling in any shape or form as of, I guess, the end of July. Technically, with the GFW TNA crossover on TV yesterday, But in the, from a legal perspective, probably at the end of July, he was officially no longer the owner of TNA Wrestling.
Which makes sense because it's a conflict of interest for him to have shares in TNA when he's launching a competitive company such as GFW. So it's a smart move to go ahead and sell his shares. But at the same time, it's like it didn't hurt anything that he had them.
No, but if any... But at the end of the day, if he saw something bad for business, he could have said something at some point.
I'm pretty sure he saw a lot of things that were bad for business, and that's probably why he wasn't there anymore, amongst other reasons that we're not going to mention. But yeah, I mean, it's probably, it's like they got him out, they booted him out, they pretty much were like, yeah, we're done with you. Dixie took over. I mean, that whole situation, if anybody remembers it, was pretty awkward, pretty hostile, was not cool by any stretch of the imagination.
No. No, it wasn't.
I'm honestly surprised it took Jeff this long to sell him. I figured he would have gotten rid of them much sooner, but obviously it still gives him leverage in the company that he held them, and well, now they're gone. So Jeff Jarrett is out of TNA. It's officially an end of an era, and to me, that's a very telling sign.
It is a telling sign. It really and truly is a telling sign, because I remember, all right, take a shot, everybody. No one will get this reference. I've been watching TNA since day one. Shot. Really have. I have the VHS tape to prove it somewhere in a closet. Point is, he was there from day one. This was his company. And now in 2015, when they are on the brink of being canceled for a second time in 2 years, he is no longer part of this company. It's a scary situation if you're a member of this company going, Dixie and Panda are the only ones in charge now. What does our future hold?
Well, Dixie and Panda have been the only ones in charge for a while, to be fair, but it's something when you're, and we've said this before, and we're not trying to bring TNA down, but it's like these are the facts. You're seeing people leave. And when you start to see people like James Storm, Magnus, Kurt Angle all leave of their own volition, they don't get fired, they leave. That's a telling sign for the state of the company. When you see the partial owner, the founder of the company, sell out and walk away to go run his own company, another company where he's poaching talent left, right, and center.
Oh, by the way, that was another part of the deal that TNA talent will be allowed to work for.
Yes, TNA talent is allowed to work for GFW, despite the fact that they have a rival TV product.
Sort of.
They have the ability to tape television. They have nowhere to air it, but they have the ability to tape television.
Yes.
But he's poaching talent. He's walking away. Now there have been rumors that they're being canceled. It's not a good state of affairs. TNA is also losing money. They have been for years. I think they've maybe been profitable for 6 months in their entire existence, and that's it.
Hell, they may be profitable now, but they're not, you know, because they're not spending any money.
They don't have any money to spend. That's the problem.
I know. That's the thing. It's really, really sad. It's really, really telling, and it's just, you feel bad. But then again, you look at the company, it's not the company it was 2 years ago when we were covering this product every single week.
It's, we've said this before, is it's really hard as a fan of TNA, because believe it or not, we actually are big fans of TNA, to watch it sink like it is. And it kind of almost, it's heartbreaking.
You know who I feel bad for?
Hmm.
Ethan Carter III.
Yeah.
The guy with the most potential in the world right now is the champion of a dying ship. Here's a telling fact, and this just explains everything about TNA, right? This whole TNA-GFW war, right? That they've been building this invasion storyline. When your world champion doesn't give a damn about it in storylines, is it really that much of an issue? I'm just stating some facts. That if you're booking an invasion angle, your world champion should care. He didn't. But I feel bad for him because he's so talented. He is really, really talented on the mic. He can go a little bit in the ring. He is the makings of a future main eventer. And he's the face of this company behind Kurt Angle and Jeff Hardy, but basically just behind Jeff Hardy at this point. And like, it doesn't say good things about him when he's the world champion and he's the face of this dying ship.
It doesn't help his stock any. And the sad thing is he will end up at the Indies. I wouldn't be surprised if he ends up in GFW, because he's too talented to not end up in GFW, but he probably will not be able to go back to WWE, because WWE doesn't want him.
I heard a rumor. Hey, they were interested, but then again, it's an internet on the rumor. It's an internet about wrestling on the, a rumor on the internet about wrestling. That's what I want to say.
There you go.
I got it. I can speak English. Yes, I can.
You can speak the thing?
I can speak the thing. Yeah.
But yeah, so it's just, I feel bad for Ethan Carter III. I feel bad for anybody that's still with the company. at this point, it's just really heartbreaking to watch. And I know we keep saying it, but only time is going to tell for what happens with their TV. But Dixie's pretty much confirmed they're done in the U.S. And if you're a U.S.-based product, you're trying to grow in the U.S., you need a television deal to do that.
Yes.
And if you do not have TV in the U.S., that's going to send a very strong message to your international markets. And you're going to see your TV deals overseas begin to drop, especially for anybody that's affiliated with Discovery.
Yeah, because Discovery put them out in a lot of markets. And, well, they're pulling back week by week by week.
The big one is the Sky Sports deal. And we were talking about this before we went to air, which is, at this point, TNA is losing their television deal that's been made public. They're shopping around for a new one. They're not taping any new content, necessarily, unless they're doing it for the international markets, which they can honestly just splice stuff together for that, because at that point, they're a production company. They're not a wrestling company. And so, if you're Sky Sports, it's, you have a dilemma with TNA, because they're dropping in their numbers, they're dropping in their ratings, they're not as popular as they once were. So it's, okay, well, do we keep them or do we get rid of them? Because the other side to that is Jeff Jarrett, who is shopping for TV deals, can walk in to Sky Sports and say, well, I have so many weeks, so many months of TV taped, you don't have to pay to produce it, it's all fresh content, and I have all of TNA's old stars.
Right, speaking of GFW, they have inked a distribution deal in London. It's not a TV deal, it's a distribution deal.
Which is essentially what I'm talking about, where it's basically, they've got the ROH deal.
Mm-hmm.
Where they produce the content, they sell the content to the TV, and then it's distributed across television. So Jeff's shopping that right now as a way to get his product on TV, which is a smart idea if you've got all your pre-taped content, because it's just you sell the content and then you air it. And then if it picks up a following and it gets buzz on it, that's when you can start shopping for larger television deals. So it makes sense. But Jeff can go in and he can undercut Dixie, because it's like, hey, I have pre-taped content just like they do. I have the same stars that they do, but I'm not going to be as much of a pain, and I'm not going to lie to you. Because if you think about it, a lot of the international deals, especially the Sky Sports deal, Jeff Jarrett negotiated that deal. And honestly, Jeff Jarrett can go, when I was at the head of that company, our TV never got canceled, which is a stupid, petty reason. But it's like, honestly, if you're going to use everything to your tactical advantage, Jeff Jarrett can say, when I was the head of that company, or I was involved with the company, it was far more successful than what it is right now. You know, it wasn't failing. So it's, Jeff Jarrett could go in and Jeff Jarrett could steal the deal.
He could. So we'll have to see.
And this is all speculation.
Yeah.
This is us having an opinion on it, but it's just, it's all, everything that we've kind of talked about is just more signs pointing to what's coming.
Uh-huh.
And it's going to be really hard to watch when it finally happens.
And we did the same show last year.
Uh-huh.
And it's just, it's coming to an end again, which is very, very fitting. We should mention really quick, the original press release from last year, TNA signs a multi-year deal with Destination America.
Yeah, I mean, I remember we were super excited because it's like, oh yeah, they got another television deal. They're going to live on. This is going to be great. This is going to be perfect. And now they're in the same boat a year later. And the hard thing about that is we said it when it happened with Spike, is that if they get dropped by Spike, they're not going to get picked up by a larger network or a network of the same size. They're going to go to a smaller network, which they did. They're not going to be able to find another network at this point that's going to potentially take them. They've been canceled twice in 2 years. Actually, technically twice in 1 year, right?
Two seasons have been canceled. Because it was 2014, 2015, they've both been canceled 2 years, technically. Back-to-back years.
Yeah, back-to-back years. So that says a lot in the television industry. Yeah, they're going to have a very, very, very difficult time shopping the product as it is now to another television station, unless they do the ultimate, which is TNA and GFW merge, and they rebrand everything as GFW, and they relaunch as GFW.
That won't happen.
And that's not going to happen. So I guess we'll have to see.
We're going to have to see. Yes, yes, we will.
We mentioned an Earl Hebner going in the Hall of Fame, right?
Yeah, it'll be happening on October 3rd. Earl Hebner goes into the TNA Hall of Fame.
Earl!
He actually deserves it.
He does deserve it. Hardest working man in wrestling.
Exactly.
So that's all the TNA news. Sorry, it's not happy news. Most of it isn't happy news. Hopefully we're wrong. I pray to God we're wrong and TNA turns it around and they become uber successful, but I don't think it's going to happen.
I just love her quotes. It's just, you know, we're still trying to grow in the U.S. You've been in the U.S. for 13 years. On a plus side about TNA, you want to hear their global reach? It's in more than 1 billion homes each week.
Dude, if they were in really 1 billion homes, they wouldn't have the problems that they're having right now.
Hey, they said it. I'm just pointing out the facts they showed me on television last night.
Right. That's their reach. How many people are actually watching the show? That's the question. Because just because they can reach my TV doesn't mean they're on my TV.
Very good point.
So, just saying. But some WWE notes, because, well, we have WWE news as well. The next NXT TakeOver name has been announced, and it is called RESPECT, Respect. They don't come in with Aretha Franklin. I'm going to be very disappointed. And it is sold out.
Yeah, it's sold out. And London has been sold out, too.
Yeah. That's amazing. They sold out Wembley.
They did.
That's awesome.
Go to our Twitter at Wild Talk Radio, and there's a video that Bayley and Finn Balor put up on there. It is kind of epic.
I ship it. It's adorable. I ship it.
So, there you go.
Although it's kind of terrifying thinking of Finn driving.
I like how they're driving to Wembley now.
Yeah, they're going now. So, well, it's a long drive.
It's a long drive, and don't they have to go underwater?
They do have to go underwater.
So is this car a submarine then?
Yes.
So Finn and Bailey are traveling via submarine.
Via a blue Mini Cooper submarine to Wembley.
To Wembley,
yes.
In December. So you heard it here first. That's an exclusive. They're traveling via submarine to Wembley Stadium.
Yes.
Can't get that exclusive anywhere else.
Nope. Nowhere else. But yeah, apparently the shows in the UK are doing very, very well. A lot of them are selling out. The company, I imagine, is completely thrilled. As we mentioned, they sold out Wembley Stadium for NXT TakeOver. I think that's amazing.
Yeah, they're doing pretty well.
I mean, they have every reason to be proud. They have every reason to be happy. That's hugely successful. I can't wait to see it.
I'm excited, and we'll talk more about why we're excited for NXT TakeOver on October 7th later in the show.
Yes. Yes, we will.
So, one thing you've been excited about.
One thing?
One thing.
Just one.
Just one. One thing, two letters, ZZ.
Oh, I thought you were going to say boo-boo, but ZZ?
ZZ? Yeah, apparently he's signed with WWE Developmental.
Well, he's not the only one, because the blonde bombshell, Amanda, also got signed this past week as well, and there's a rumor she's going on Total Divas, too.
Yeah, it looks like she's headed to Total Divas, replacing Naomi on that
show.
I know. And, yeah, so ZZ, what's your thoughts?
I'm a little surprised. I'm very, very happy that he got signed. Don't get me wrong. I'm thrilled. I think he has a lot of potential. We said that when Tough Enough was airing, that ZZ has this very natural charisma to him. He has the it factor, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thrilled to hear that he got signed, that they're going to give him a chance after all, because there was some concern, or I shouldn't say concern, but rumors that after Tough Enough ended that he was going to be one of the ones that was not going to get signed. Because as we know, generally they sign the top four to top six.
Mm-hmm.
Because those are the kind of the cream of the crop. They've whittled that down. So generally those people get signed. Usually the top four get signed.
Usually. That's, in some fashion, yes.
In some fashion, yes. That's usually a given, because once you get down to that point, you're at the cream of the crop. So, obviously, with ZZ being in there, they tried to torpedo him, they tried to get him off the show, they weren't exactly happy he was in there, and so it wasn't necessarily surprising when everybody heard that, oh, well, he's probably not going to get a contract, because even I think he said he's probably not going to get one.
Right.
So it wasn't too surprising. And then it's like, oh, hey, he actually got one. That's awesome. And I'm happy for him. And honestly, I hope he succeeds.
Same here. It's all on him now. This is all on him. It's, does he have the motivation, the drive to do it? And this will test him. And if we see him again, that shows he had the drive. He had the motivation to succeed.
Well, I think it's and we've talked about this, he doesn't have the pressure on him that obviously the show put on him, but also the pressure of winning because he got signed.
Right.
But he got signed as a grunt. So he's coming in just like everybody else. He's going to go through the same process as everybody else. There's not that added pressure of, oh, you got fast forwarded in the line because you won a reality TV show. Yes, he was on the show, but he doesn't have the same pressure. And it's something that everybody is motivated by different things. Everybody reacts differently to things. Obviously, the way that they were treating him on the show was not a motivator for him, because there at the end he realized, oh hey, I need to get my rear end in gear and start kicking butt, and he did.
Right.
You could tell that what he was doing was working. It's just he was doing it at a slower pace, because obviously asking somebody to lose 30 pounds in, you know, however many weeks it was, is not healthy. So, and also he wasn't doing his part there until the end. But point being, he found a way to motivate himself. He found a way that worked for him.
Right. Now the pressure isn't, you know, now he can be on a regimen to do what he needs to do, and he doesn't have to do it in front of a camera. He now dedicates like 7 days a week to doing it.
Yeah, I mean, it's something you can build it up slowly, you can work on it slowly, you're not going to be expected to get into shape right away, but it's, okay, now you have to put the, you know, you have to put yourself in there, and you have to go in there every day with the mindset that you're going to get better. And I'm sure he'll have a lot of people around him that are kind of in the same boat, that they're all coming in, and they're all having to train.
Right.
And get into a state of fitness that they can work.
Yeah, and he'll be in with a group of people like him trying to learn the business. And if he succeeds, he succeeds. If he doesn't, well, then he gave it the effort. And that's all you can ask from a guy.
Yeah, I mean, that's all you can ask from anybody, is as long as you give an effort and you try, that's what matters.
And it's good on him. They're giving him a shot. If he succeeds, he succeeds. If he doesn't, well, then he's like every other person we've ever seen come through the wrestling business. You try, you fail, you move on.
Yeah, you move forward with your life. I mean, let's not forget, ZZ's 19 years old.
Yeah, he's very young. He has a lot, if this is something he wants to do, let him do it. If he does not succeed, then he can go back to Louisiana and go on with his next project in life.
Exactly. And on the side note, same thing goes for Amanda. You know, it's, they're bringing her in. I suppose she's going to be, they're going to follow her journey through NXT on Total Divas. She'll probably be competition for Eva Marie as Eva Marie goes through NXT.
Right.
And works her way back to the main roster, so that's probably what they're going to use Amanda for, is to have her to be some kind of counterpart to Eva Marie, either a competition or a friend. And yeah, I mean, it's obviously they wanted Amanda to win over Sarah Lee. Don't know why, but they did, so they're going to throw Amanda in the mix and see what happens. And it's, if she succeeds, she succeeds. If she doesn't, she doesn't.
It's all in them, though. It's all in them.
And, you know, everybody's complaining, well, what was the point of the show if they're going to get contracts? Here's the thing. ZZ and Amanda did not get a $250,000 contract from WWE.
No.
And to be fair, those contracts are 1 year.
Yeah, then they're going to go back down to the really, really small contract.
Yeah, the NXT workers generally make anywhere, I think, from like 40 to 60.
Something to that effect, yes.
Something to that effect, somewhere in that range. It depends on what kind of maintenance and everything and what kind of skill level you have. Obviously, if you're on the main shows, you're making more than the grunts. Like, the grunts make about $40,000 a year.
Right.
So it's, you're not making big money, but you're getting a consistent paycheck.
And you're living in Florida where, you know, it's not as expensive to live.
Yeah, it's not as expensive. So it's, they pay them a living wage, but it's not, you know, it's like, it's not the best.
No, it's not.
But it's enough, you know?
It gets you by like any other job would.
So the point of the show is, one, you get exposure, but two, you win and you get a big money contract for a year, but you have a year to prove yourself. And at the end of that year, if you haven't, guess what? See you bye.
Yeah.
If you do, well, okay, they'll re-sign you, but they'll re-sign you for less money.
So save your money wisely.
Save your money wisely. So the point of the show is, one, entertainment, but two, they're looking for future WWE talents. Same thing as the Diva Search. The Diva Search, generally, most of the girls actually do get signed. The difference is for what they get signed for.
Pretty much, yeah, that's the deal on that one.
So they're looking for fresh talent. Anybody that generally makes it onto the show is going to get a harder look than somebody that doesn't.
Correct.
So it's like, they like who they like. They're going to sign who they want. They just don't necessarily make it public that the contestants have won, or the contestants that didn't win got signed.
Correct. And they have not acknowledged these signings, so.
Yeah, they haven't acknowledged it, but ZZ and Amanda have both been seen at the Performance Center. As we said, there's rumors of Amanda being on Total Divas.
So take it for what it is at this point.
We should also note that Josh and Sarah Lee have both reported to the Performance Center for duty, as it were.
Yes, they have.
So they are currently training. One more quick note before we do WWE 2K16 is that WWE has signed a deal with Jack Specific for additional merchandise and toys along with the Mattel deal. The Mattel deal is still going to be the primary, but Jack Specific is picking up everything from like costumes to
everyday dress up, role play, radio controlled vehicles, seasonal costumes, Jack's 3D IT character creator brand, as well as action figures across the Asia-Pacific region.
So there you go.
Yes, that's technical speak from the press release.
Ooh, fancy. So, fancy. WWE and Jack's Pacific back in business together. It's like the old days.
It's like the old days. All right.
Yeah. So, moving on to WWE 2K16 and your rant. Do you want to rant first, or do you want to talk about the roster
first? Let's go through the roster first, all right?
All right. Go through the roster.
All right. So on this roster, we have Baron Corbin.
Yay.
Big E.
Yay.
Bray Wyatt.
Finally.
All right. We'll stop there for a second. Opinion.
He looks good. They did everybody looks good in this game, but yeah, they did a really nice job on Bray. He looks awesome. It took them long enough to announce him. Good Lord.
Brian Pillman.
Yay.
Colin Cassidy.
How you doing?
Enzo Amore.
How you doing?
Their entrance is cool.
Their entrance is epic. They talk in the entrance.
Jey Uso.
All right.
Which would be Jimmy Uso. It's only fitting. The other one's in, the other isn't.
Yes. The Usos are in the game, everybody. The internet can calm down. The Usos are in the game.
Kofi Kingston is in the game.
Yay.
Connor is in the game. Old school Mark Henry is in the game.
All right.
Mikey Whipwreck is in the game.
Okay.
That has to do with the Stone Cold storyline, where they do different eras of his career, including ECW and WCW, which features Brian Pillman, as we mentioned, and Ricky Steamboat is in the video game.
Alright.
Rusev Crush is in the video game. Savio Vega is in the video game. Stephanie McMahon Helmsley is in the video game. So Steph is in the game twice. Once as Stephanie and once as Stephanie McMahon Helmsley.
Interesting.
Sting from 99 is in the video game and blonde hair Sting are in the video game. We have stunning Steve Austin in the video game with hair.
He looks weird with hair. I'm not even gonna lie. He looks weird.
He looks weird with hair. The American Badass. The Undertaker.
Alright.
The Ministry of Darkness Undertaker.
The Furby's in the game.
Victor of the Ascension is in the video game. And Mr. Trombone, Xavier Woods, is in the video game.
So New Day makes the game.
New Day Incomplete is in the video game. Go ahead.
But there are people missing from that list.
Like the Four Horsewomen. Are not in this video game.
Really?
You're talking up this Divas Revolution and you don't put Charlotte, Sasha Banks, Bayley, and Becky Lynch in the video game? Really? I understand DLC content. I get it. But man, you're just missing the boat with not putting those four women in this game. Like, the whole entire time, it's like, we're getting NXT people, which means we're getting Charlotte and Bayley and Sasha Banks. And this was back in March when we knew this. It's like, we know these three are going to be at least in the game. Bayley's gotta be in this video game, right? No. I thought Alexa Bliss was in this game. I don't remember hearing about her in this game either. But it's like, really? You didn't put the Four Horsewomen? Like, I understand you probably couldn't get Becky Lynch's current look in the game. I understand that. And probably would have got the older version of Becky Lynch, which would have been fine. She would have been in this game. My problem with it is if they're not DLC, you're now a year later. You're now a year and a half out. Until you see them in the game.
Yeah, I was going to say, they should at least have scans of everybody. Because obviously everybody's getting action figures.
Right.
So you would at least have the 3D scans for the action figures, which would stand to reason that if you scanned everybody for those, that you would scan them for the game, and then you just render them out for the game. if they're not, if the current crop of divas that are coming up, and also, you know, so Bayley, Sasha Banks, Charlotte, Becky Lynch, Alexa Bliss, if those divas do not make the NXT roster, and Baron Corbin did.
That's the thing. Baron Corbin did and the girls didn't.
Like, that's crap. Because the girls are the heart of NXT this year. They're part of the reason why NXT is incredibly successful.
You want to be able to recreate the match of the year, Sasha Banks and Bayley. You want to be able to do that. And the fact that you can't, and it's going to be a year, if they're not DLC, and then that's still going to take time later on. That's not till probably the end of the year for them to be in the game. It's just, I don't know. Baron Corbin's great. That's nothing knocking Baron Corbin, but he's not the talk of the internet. He's not talk of the wrestling business. The girls are, and you're pushing this Divas Revolution hard. You're pushing it strong. It's all over your TV, but then when you promote this video game, they're not there. It just, to me, you missed the boat on this one. I like the game. This game's gonna be awesome. This roster is tremendous. You got 123 characters in it. That's great, but you're missing something if you don't have the girls in there. And I know you're about making a buck, but damn, you could have had a buck with just putting the girls in there, because you have, that fan base is strong.
Yeah, the Divas fan base is incredibly strong, and anything with them in it, people will buy. Like, I actually would have considered buying the game seriously had they put them in, and they could be DLC. I have hope that they're DLC. But to me, it's 123 person roster. You have 6 versions of some people in there. You could have gone with less versions, and this is the complaint that everybody has every year about the game, is you have 6 versions of, like, John Cena in there, or Hunter, or The Undertaker, or whatever, and I would rather see some of those versions get sacrificed if that means that more people can come into the game, because it's, like I said, if you're gonna do NXT, you need to include the women. You need to include Charlotte. You need to include Sasha Banks. You need to include Bayley. At the very least, those three.
Yeah, if Becky got shorted out, Becky got shorted out, but...
Becky and Alexa get shorted out, I'm not going to be okay with it, but it's something that if I have to sacrifice something to get Charlotte, Becky, or Charlotte, Bayley, and Sasha, I'm okay with that.
Because Becky's rise has been later on, say before WrestleMania. She wasn't as on the radar before then. She became later. I would have got that. But the girls, Charlotte, Bayley, and Sasha, they were the talk for the last year. And they should have been in this game. And you got a lot of girls in the game, which is great. It's a larger Divas roster, but there's girls that aren't even in the company anymore in this game. It just, yeah.
Yeah. It's like, that's the thing. You know, honestly.
Could have taken out Layla, who's not in the company anymore. I know there are deadlines and all that stuff, but, man, you just don't gouge us. Okay. With DLC, don't gouge us on DLC, because that would be a crime.
Yeah, I'm hoping that they do the Four Horsewomen pack, or they do the Divas Revolution pack, which you get Becky and Sasha and Charlotte, that they do like the NXT Divas or something like that in a pack, so you get everybody. You know, I have hope that for the people that have not made the game, that really should be in the game, that they do a DLC pack for them, and then that way you can have them. But yeah, if you don't have the women of NXT in this game, It's a miss, because they really should have been a part of it.
Yeah.
And now it's something that you have a really hot angle, you have people that are really interested in it, you have characters that are taking off, you have a video game coming out, and they're not in it. They're not in it. Like, Sasha Banks, she's not in the game. Bayley, not in the game. Like, just think of all the little girls that would have bought the game if Bayley was in it. And I understand that Bayley will probably be on the main roster next year, and if the character takes off like everybody thinks it's going to, they'll have their chance then.
Right.
But there are a lot of little girls and little boys out there that would have bought the game for the girls.
Report tonight, her shirt, and along with Kevin Owens, no longer in NXT, hottest selling shirts all around the building tonight in Texas. A lot of people are wearing, a lot of men and women are wearing the Bayley shirt. Just wanted to point that out. Couple little things before we head to break. It's 17-17 heading into the fourth, and Clemson beat Louisville 20-17.
Well, it's a respectable loss.
Respectable, that is for sure.
It wasn't the blowout that everybody thought it was going to be. It was a competitive game, but yes, we're 17-17 heading into the fourth quarter, so I say we take a break. And when we come back, we are going to be talking all about NXT. And we'll let you know what happened on the show, especially with the tag team tournament. You don't want to miss it. So you're listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will be right back.
The evolution of online sports entertainment begins again on Sunday nights when you step into the ring with WrestleTalk Radio. Covering all the latest in the WWE, TNA, and the indie scene. Plus, providing you with the most comprehensive coverage of every WWE and TNA pay-per-view. Join WrestleTalk Radio every Sunday night live only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
You never know what will happen when you tune in to CB Radio.
Are you serious? That's the number two.
That's currently number seven. It was number two at one point.
Apparently it's big or something, but I don't know what the fuck it is. It sounds like a gang bang or something.
Techno gangbang. Maybe the world needs to end. End of the world gangbang style.
Weird. Wow. Comes popular. Like, I swear I've heard all about this stuff, but I don't... I was like, what is this, like a... fucking martial art or this type of food or something? I don't know what the hell it is. Is it sexual position? I play my, you know, work schedule and whatnot, but...
Watch the video.
Okay, let me get the video then.
What the fuck? Oh, I thought the people are going to be showing at the party. Oh, you done the style over here.
That's a horse you have, that's a horse you have. Oh, not the pelvic thrust. Is that Mr. Sulu in the sky? Oh, they're riding that pony.
Yeah, I don't hurt you.
That 800 million? Oh, I'm scared for the future.
Yeah.
This is why I don't go to clubs and dance, because I can't do this shit. Hey, I make sure the club's staying still. I'd lean on that wall. I make sure I got drinks in my hand, and I make sure that club's staying still.
Oh, yeah, he's going to be dreaming about him.
Oh, man, damn it. Now I got to... You gotta play something else, Rock. I'm gonna wake up and start riding the damn donkey.
Tune in to CB Radio Saturdays, midnight Eastern Time, on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
God bless, I was made in America.
Out and about when your favorite WTR program is on the air. Don't worry, we've got you covered. You can listen to WTR on the go with TuneIn Radio. Just download the TuneIn Radio app for your Android or iPhone, iPad or tablet, and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. Best of all, it's free. What are you waiting for? Download the TuneIn Radio app today. Tune in to WTR, wherever you are.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
As my client Brock Lesnar said, Suplex City, bitch.
From the big returns.
So this is what it feels like to kick off Monday Night Raw.
To the shocking moment.
You will get your rematch. Put that man down. Your actions have consequences. And you know what? You're out of here. You're suspended. You know what? You're suspended indefinitely. Get out of my building now. Now get out.
And the moments that leave you speechless.
Snoop Mania, huh? Snoop Mania? Nah, Snoop Dizzle. It's called Axel Mania. And it's not a West Coast thing. It's not an East Coast thing. It's a worldwide thing. And I'm not going to sit back and listen to you talk about Snoop Mania when Axel Mania is running wild in Los Angeles. Bow, wow, wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Axel Mania is here to stay.
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
You think you know me.
Hey, this is Adam Copeland, a.k.a. the Rated R Superstar, a.k.a. Dwight Hendrickson from Haven, and you are listening to The Rack.
Welcome back to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to you by our friends over at Wrestling Figure Wednesdays. Go to YouTube.com/MBG1211 for all your stop-motion wrestling action figure needs. And before we jump into NXT, I have to give a shout-out because, well, our buddy Scott Lost, who we talked to last week, go listen to the interview, it's available now, has launched a new video to tell everybody all about his awesome project, The Second Shift. So go to Kickstarter.com. And look, The Second Shift 2015 up and go watch the video. It's pretty epic. You get to see some of the art from the book, especially the new one that he's trying to produce. And it's awesome. Just saying. So go check it out. Go donate. Help keep this amazing thing going because he deserves it. Right? Or not. He left me again. Y'all, he left me again. Do you believe this? I may have to revoke his handyman privileges. Because he's just, you know, leaving me to do the show on my own.
I'm here. I didn't leave you. I just like making you work for it.
Oh, shut up. You're such a jerk.
I gotta have some fun. You've been kicking my ass all week, you know?
You deserve it.
I deserve it. Really? Why?
Because you're a jerk? I'm sure it made Brent's day.
Probably, but, you know, his quarterback's, you know, the next coming of Tim Tebow. Just saying.
Besides, karma got me back on Wednesday, so we're
yeah,
good.
We're good. All right, let's get into some NXT, shall we?
We shall.
Yeah, Tyler Breeze versus Adam Rose, sort of, supposedly, not really. First, I'm going to let you go off about this. The new Adam Rose gimmick. Go.
Just bring back Kruger. For the love of God and every saint, every sinner, everyone imaginable. Please, please just get rid of the party pooper. It's awful. I hate it. And that's not a reflection on the man doing it. It's just awful. It's seriously just awful. Just bring back Kruger. Please just bring him back.
He's now the party pooper Adam Rose.
It's horrible. And it's like the way he says poop on everybody's party, because it's like he gets such a personal satisfaction out of it. It's like, oh, this is going to get so old so quick.
Yeah. So the match was supposed to happen. Bull Dempsey came out, said he wants to beat up Breeze. Bull then mocked Breeze, which was funny. Breeze talked about how Bull cost him the Dusty Rhodes Classic. Bull asked for the ring from Rose, and Rose stopped Bull and says he's now the party pooper. Rose gets taken out. Breeze then bails from Bull, and Bull wants a match with Breeze, and Breeze was having none of it at that point.
What was that they were chanting at Bull? Bull is pretty?
Mm-hmm. Or Bull is gorgeous.
Bull is gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
So we go and Bray come back. Breeze is doing a selfie promo. The interviewer was trying to talk to him, but it said he does the promo into his own camera, which was kind of funny. And then he'll fight Bull next week.
All right.
We had the debut, sort of, kind of, but he's been on TV before. But this was his first, you know, promo video thing, Ty Dillinger.
He's the perfect 10.
Perfect 10, yeah. This was the first time we've seen him since the video last week. He took on Danny Burch. Solid match. Dillinger showed off. Then pulled out his knee pads in the knee smash for the win. I don't know if I like that move.
It's alright. It's not the greatest thing ever.
Not the greatest thing ever. Dillinger's alright. It's, you know, it wasn't a perfect 10. That's all I'm gonna say. We had Rhino and Corbin hype up their match for later on this evening. They're saying they're gonna win the Dusty Rhodes Tag Team Classic. We had Asuka hype video. She's coming next week. We had Apollo Crews taking on Solomon.
Wait. I just had to reflect on that a moment. Asuka's coming next week. Can we just talk about Asuka's coming next week?
Asuka's coming next week.
I'm kind of excited for this. One, because she looks like a BAMF. Two, because I want her to mess somebody up.
It's gonna be cool when she shows up.
Yeah, it's gonna be awesome when she shows up. I hope they give her the same treatment that they gave Finn, that they gave Hideo, that they gave everybody. I mean, some girls are about to get messed up. It's gonna be awesome.
It's gonna be awesome. We had Apollo Crews taking on Solomon Crowe. Crowe seemed a little bit annoyed by Crews this week.
Crowe seems annoyed by everybody.
He does. This was a solid match. Crews, came back with his clothesline and Siguri press slam standing moonsault for the win. Solid match from these two. Gargano and Ciampa. I don't know how they pronounce it. Tommaso Ciampa is from how I've known how to pronounce it, but WWE is pronouncing it differently and spelling it differently, so I'm not sure how it's pronounced. They talked about their match tonight against Rhino and Corbin. We had Emma and Dana Brooke talking about shaking things up in the women's division in NXT. Then Dana did her little Pat thing multiple times. She even did a remix of the Pat.
I'm waiting for Devin to take Dana's hand off. I really am. It's gonna happen.
Yeah. Then breaking news, a limo arrives. And out steps the boss, Sasha Banks. She's in the building.
Again, this is how Sasha should always arrive. Just saying.
We'll get to it. She looks like a star, just pointing this out.
Because she is a star.
We had one of those old school WWF updates with Kyle Edwards doing an update on the Tag Team Classic. I thought that was a pretty cool old school way to do things.
Very nice little touch.
Corbin and Rhino took on Ciampa and Gargano. This was a good match. Close near falls at the end. Corbin eventually hit the end of days. Good match. There's a nice diving crossbody on everyone by Ciampa. It's good. I liked it. It was entertaining.
Yeah. I thought it was good. I thought it was fine.
The Vaudevillains talked about wanting to win the Tag Team Classic since they're the Tag Team Champions. You forget that they're the champs. But they are. But Alexa Bliss, the evil Sparkle Fairy, showed up and said her boys want the rematch and they're gonna get it next week and they don't have to worry about old Blue Pants because she was sent back to the clearance rack.
Well, they can find somebody else.
They could. Then we had the greatest moment ever. I know we say that a lot, but this was the greatest moment ever. It's Bayley taking on Sarah Dobson and Bayley wins. Okay, we're gonna talk about the match was fine. Dobson was in control for a while. We gotta talk about what happened first. Bayley returning to the NXT arena as champion. Oh my goodness, was it epic.
If you didn't feel something during this, you have no heart.
You have no heart. Because she comes out, she celebrates with the fans, she goes up to Izzy, you know, with the belts, go, you know, side by side, she takes it, gives it, you know, they cling belts again, and Bayley runs through the whole entire NXT arena with the belt. It was awesome. And then the feels. Bayley brings Izzy into the ring with her, and they do the Bayley's thing in the ring. It was awesome.
It was adorable.
It was so cute.
It's like, oh my god, you've been waiting 2 weeks for this, because this is where the new champions are returning, and it's just, it was amazing. It was like, it's everything you expect Bayley to do, and more, but as awesome as the beginning was, we have to talk about the after.
We're gonna talk about the after, but first, Chase, no, Bayley should never turn heel.
No. Never turn Bayley heel. It would be awful. Never, ever, 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 ever turn Bayley heel.
So you want to talk about what happened after, right?
Yeah.
Well, you gotta wait like 5 minutes.
Why?
Let's hear it first.
Okay.
Holy moly, guys. You're probably wondering why I'm out here, Bayley. And I didn't come out here to belittle you or to berate you. I came out here to congratulate you. Ever since TakeOver, the only thing I've been hearing is how me and you stole the show. And the only thing I've been hearing is how that match was the match of the year. But not only that, that was the greatest women's match this company has ever seen. And that's all great. That's all great for everyone except me. I didn't come here to put on good matches or to steal the show. I came here to be the best. And you're good, Bailey. At TakeOver, you earned my respect because that night, you were great. But that night only. For 3 seconds, you were better. But let's get the facts clear. You're still not me. And now I have even a bigger point to prove.
You think you are the only one who has a point to prove here, Sasha? You think that I'm just gonna walk around and let you walk out here? I have a legacy that I want to start and that I'm proud to hold this NXT Women's Championship. If you're out here asking for a rematch, sister, I have no problem with that. Let's do a rematch, right? You can do it tonight. When do you want to do it? A week from now, you want to do it?
No. You see, I said I have a point to prove. I have a point to prove to everybody in the back that I am the best female wrestler in this company. I want to do more than just beat you, Bailey. I have a message.
You want to send a message, Sasha? That's what you want to do? You want to see who is the best women's wrestler? You want to add, you want something decisive? You want a stipulation? You want a 2 out of 3 falls match? Is that what you want?
No. You see, I just don't want to beat you once. I don't want to beat you twice. I want to beat you again and again and again and again. Until every single person here realize that little fairy tales don't have a happy ending.
Ladies, I've heard enough to realize that we've got a tremendous opportunity here. So on October the 7th, at NXT TakeOver, Sasha Banks, you will get your rematch for the NXT Women's Championship against Bayley. But I'm going to up the ante a little here. For the first time in NXT history, you will be the main event of NXT TakeOver. Oh, I haven't finished yet. I think I'll up the ante a little more. In the main event at NXT TakeOver on October the 7th for the NXT Women's Championship, Sasha Banks will face Bayley in a 30-minute Ironman match.
Whoa! A bombshell of an announcement by General Manager William Regal. Are you kidding me?
As the crowd goes, holy shit, holy shit, holy shit.
As they should, 'cause holy shit. We talked about this a couple weeks ago when they taped this.
Last week, yes.
Was it just last week?
Yeah, it was just last week, yeah.
Okay, well, we're going to talk about it again, because...
It's awesome.
It's awesome. I mean, it's to hear the reaction of the crowd, and to see Bailey and Sasha's reaction to it, and just to actually see the moment. It's an incredible thing, because for the first time, the women are the main event of a pay-per-view. Granted, it is developmental, but it's a long way from where they were, where they were fighting to get on the shows. Now it's... Bailey and Sasha Banks are the main event of NXT TakeOver. WWE recognizes, they are acknowledging that those two had a match of the year candidate. That it was that good that it outshined the title match. And it's, you know what? We're going to make you the main event of the show. Because they could easily say, well, yeah, we're going to have the tag team tournament be the main event. The finals for that. Yeah, we're going to just going to make that main event. No. They're going to have Sasha Banks and Bayley in the main event of a pay-per-view. Which is amazing. And then on top of it, they're getting a stip. They're getting an Iron Man match. 30 minutes. Guaranteed. So that match right off the top is going to be 30 minutes. So you add another 10 to 15 for entrances. Well, probably 10 for celebrations and entrances and everything else. So that's potentially 40 minutes just for the women on a 2-hour show.
Yeah. All right. Couple things to note. Sasha Banks is a complete star. Star. She needs,
oh, yeah.
She hooked that crowd hook, line, and sinker. She's a star. She has a presence when she walks out on the stage. She is a star, and WWE knows it. They know it.
Oh, she owns it.
Yeah, she's a star in the making, and she's only going to get better as the years go by. That's number one. Two, she was trying to hold back her emotions. Oh.
It was so cute.
It was. You can see she started choking up a little bit, and she composed herself, which was great. Bailey was awesome. This is a natural rivalry.
It's a natural rivalry, and honestly, it's awesome because these two have such fantastic chemistry together, and there's a mutual respect between the two. But at the same time, it's okay. I'm gonna prove I'm better than you. My only problem with this is that Sasha contradicted herself a little bit because she's like, I didn't come here to put on good matches. I came here to be the best. And they're going to prove who the best women's wrestler is, which means you have to put on a good match.
Well, yeah, but she's not in it just to... Her point was, she's not here just to have good matches. She wants to be the best, and being the best, you got to be the champ.
Oh, yeah, I know that. But it just, to me, it felt like a little bit of a contradiction. They could have worded that promo just a little bit differently.
Right.
It would have been just a touch better, but the whole moment, the whole thing is just absolutely spectacular. And it's super inspiring because they're treating this with respect. They're treating this as a serious thing where it's on par with the guys, where the girls deserve to be in the main event of the show as much as the guys do. And this is a complete 180 from the mindset in WWE. Because like I said, the girls for years have fought just to get on the show. I remember the one time that the girls actually main evented Raw, that they actually had a cage match.
Right. Divas on the main roster fight for 10 minutes, for 5 minutes. They're getting 40 minutes on a live special. You can't beat that.
No, you can't. And I like how they were saying the best women's wrestler.
Yeah.
Not diva, wrestler. Women's wrestler.
Yeah. Overall, this was a good episode of NXT. Crowd was into it. Made it for a better show.
Mm-hmm.
As we gear up for the TakeOver Respect on October 7th.
I can't wait. I'm going to have to, but I can't wait.
Only a few weeks away. But I say we take a really quick break and come back and we do Tweet of the Week and preview Night Champions.
I agree. So you're listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. We will be right back. There is only one place to go for all the latest wrestling action figure reviews, and that's Wrestling Figure Wednesday, with new episodes every Wednesday and Friday. Wrestling Figure Wednesday provides you with some of the most intricate reviews of the latest wrestling action figures from both WWE and TNA. And if that's not enough, look out for some exclusive wrestling action figure reviews that you won't see anywhere else. The only place to find these wrestling action figure reviews is at youtube.com/MVG1211.
Hey gang, this is Tara, formerly known as Victoria from WWE, and I just want to say Matt Goldberg is a genius.
Make sure you check out Wrestling Figure Wednesdays today.
Out and about when your favorite WTR program is on the air. Don't worry, we've got you covered. You can listen to WTR on the go with TuneIn Radio. Just download the TuneIn Radio app for your Android or iPhone, iPad or tablet, and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. Best of all, it's free. What are you waiting for? Download the TuneIn Radio app today. Tune in to WTR wherever you are.
Calling all pro wrestling fans, don't forget to check out PWMania.com. Again, the web address is PWMania.com. It's the best place on the internet today to get your late-breaking pro wrestling news and spoilers. We also have exclusive interviews, exclusive live results coverage of pay-per-views, rare photos, videos, divas, knockouts, and more. Exclusive writers, pro wrestler columns as well, where you can get a real insider's view of the world of professional wrestling. Bookmark it today, right now. It is PWMania.com.
This is Kane from WWE, and you're listening to The Rack on Wild Talk Radio.
Welcome back to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to you by our friends over at Wrestling Figure Wednesdays. Go to youtube.com/MBG1211 for all your stop motion wrestling action figure needs. Just to give you an update on the game, it's still tied 17-17 as Kansas City is getting over the 50-yard line and charging towards the end zone. We have about 4 minutes left in the fourth quarter. And with that, I say we do Tweet of the Week.
To be the kind of person spending time on MySpace until the spammers ended up taking over my place, and I was so bitter until I found Twitter. Ooh, a place where you can go ahead and write what you're feeling. 140 characters or less is what you're giving. My addiction starts to climb. I go to refresh my timeline, 'cause I won't stop tweeting. No more, no more. It cannot wait, I'm sure.
Hold on, I have to get there. Stand by.
Standing by as the Chiefs are marching down the field. Alex Smith is leading down the field as, you know, Peyton Manning is nervously standing on the sideline going, can I have the ball, 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 can I have the ball?
Yes. So, somebody asked Sheamus, WWE asked Sheamus, what does John Cena have to do to put Mr. Money in the Bank, Celtic Warrior Sheamus, away? To which Sheamus replies, come on, the guy was dressed up as an Irish flag. I'm calling shenanigans Celtic Kryptonite. 27 years ago today, humble fighter champion WWE Rollins was born in this world. He's my role model, my inspiration, hashtag respect. To which Seth responds, I'm 29. Birthday's in May, and I'm far from humble.
I was going to say, I knew his birthday wasn't this week.
Yeah. Scott Lost. Check out his new video on Kickstarter. www.thewildtalk.com. Look up The Second Shift 2015.
Shameless plug.
Gonna get it in there. And tune into the interview available at rackradioshow.com. Ding!
Shameless.
Learn from the best.
Damn right you did.
DiGiorno Pizza. I bet everyone is at the game because they thought it was the chefs and there's a chance someone was cooking up pizzas. Hashtag make the right call. And that's all I got.
Good, I got a lot. God, I have a lot. All right, Dolph Ziggler. Bro, Rusev Bull, you couldn't hurt your wrist. You've had way too much practice with it. No offense at Real Summer WWE. That Sports Center report, the Texans are considering cloning J.J. Watt, lining him up and the clones up at all 22 positions and cutting the rest of the roster. They need it.
Might as well.
ProWrestling.net. The Seahawks should have passed. Oh wait. Russ Goldage. Maybe with a yard against the Hawks should have tried a slant pass. Fake John Madden. Maybe that's why the Seahawks threw the ball. Russell Wilson tweeted, 1-0. Hashtag go Hawks. St. Louis Rams go, hey, Russell Wilson. Don't delete this, and then they showed his tweet.
Yeah, it was awesome.
It was epic. Touchdown, by the way, in the football game. Mickey James, I'm about to order a personal video message where you show me how to duck face. Because they were going back and forth about duck faces, and yeah. Because Mickey James's boys did a duck face in the picture. So they continue on and go, Robbie goes, will be worth it. Hashtag hardcore duck face. Magnus replies, I want a message about how to wear the world's largest elbow pads. Robbie replies, fun is over. Sorry, Mickey. Hashtag fun while lasted. And Robbie replied back, just stay in Australia. Robbie replied, wow, I mean, you're usually bad, but man, hashtag land up. Hashtag fun is over. Magnus replies, I'm bundles of fun. You're unstable. Robbie replies, now it's low blows. Can't compete with that. Hashtag verbal abuse. Poor Robbie E.
Poor Robbie E.
He was taking it on Twitter. Let's like get rid of some of these so we can move it along a little bit. Once I just read. The fake ESPN NFL season officially begins after Tony Romo throws interception that completes trifecta started by Jay Cutler and Joe Flacco earlier today. Not Bill Walton. Tony Romo with a fourth quarter interception. Ah, yes. The NFL's officially back. Not SportsCenter. Tonight in Dallas, they're having a football giveaway. Everyone from New York gets a free football given them directly by the Cowboys.
Well, to be fair, when I was at the Blue James game the other night, somebody threw a bat into the stands, so, you know.
Bill Simmons, that will be the worst loss of the season even 16 weeks from now because nobody will do anything dumber than what we just witnessed with the Giants blowing the game. Fake ESPN breaking. Jerry Jones announces Dez Bryant out 4 to 6 weeks with broken foot. Tries to bribe NFL to let them play the Giants for the next 4 to 6 weeks. Tommy Dreamer tweets, yes, I was at WWE today. Saw Vince McMahon. He said, you would testify to the event and put New Day through a table Sunday. Hashtag all fat guys look the same. Someone tweeted this the following statement. Destination Impact. Bram broke out of jail to stand up for TNA. The reply was, he broke out and resigned. Thank you, teammate creative. Gus Ramsey, I've blocked more people on Twitter today than Denver's offensive line has so far tonight. Corey Graves, hey Broncos, that guy wearing number 18, that's Peyton Manning. Heard of him? Ever consider protecting him? Hashtag NFL. Per sources, report Peyton Manning's chicken parm sub was abducted last time out by Andy Reid. Pro Football Talk, in less than two weeks, Gary Kubiak has turned Peyton Manning into Matt Schaub. Bill Simmons, ramming his head into the sand. It's Kubiak's new offense. It's the offensive line. They're not picking up the blitzes. No, they really weren't. That's Tweet of the Week.
All right, well now I say we do a little Night of Champions. That's right, the pay-per-view is this Sunday.
Oh, wait, one more, I forgot one.
Really?
I did, because I'm scrolling through. One more. Okay. J.A. Adonde. Romo, if you're going to run over there, at least pretend to make a tackle. Now I'm done.
I was going
to
say, of course it's a Romo shot.
I said, I missed a Romo shot. How dare I miss a Romo shot?
You took a Romo shot. You took several Romo shots.
I know, but I knew I saved one. I just scrolled over, because it was all through all the Mickey James stuff. I had to get it in there. Right.
Yeah, I know you did.
All right. Now let's move on to Night Champions.
So, all right. Where do we want to start?
Let's start the pre-show.
All right. What's the pre-show? Because I do not have the card in front of me. And he knows this. Because we go through this every pay-per-view.
I was trying to get the Magic 8-Ball going. Yeah, the pre-show is the Lucha Dragons and Neville taking on the Ascension and Stardust.
See, Neville won last pay-per-view. You know, I'm going with Stardust and the Ascension.
Why?
I think Stardust is due for a win. He laid down for Amel. They've kind of got them on a winning streak. They're building the faction. I say Stardust gets his win back, plus you can take it to Hell in a Cell.
I'm going with the Lucha Dragons and Neville. It's the pre-show.
Why?
It's the pre-show. That's why. Babyfaces go over in the pre-show. By the way, you can post your picks at facebook.com/WildTalkRadioNetwork, facebook.com/groups/WildTalkRadioNetwork, facebook.com/RackRadioshow, twitter.com/@WildTalkRadio, or @RackRadioshow. They'll be entered in our Pick'em Challenge, where you win a digital copy of Daniel Bryan's book.
Yep.
So you got till 5 p.m. on Sunday to get them all in. Got the plug, anyway. So, by the way, Magic 8-Ball goes, don't count all in Lucha Dragons and Neville winning. So the 8-Ball starting with you already.
Hashtag favorite.
This is very true. Yeah, I see Neville hitting the red arrow on an Ascension member just to get it up, just to do it. So, yeah. All right. Tag team titles are unaligned. New Day versus them Dudley boys.
Dudleys.
Why?
I feel like I understand that the New Day just won the belts back, but if you're going to have the Dudleys challenge for them, part of me feels like they're going to win them and then you have New Day chase, because New Day is always more entertaining when they're chasing than when they actually have the titles. Plus, it's the Dudleys, and it's the Dudleys. I think we all know their track record here.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I'm going with the New Day. I think the Dudley boys win them in about a month or two. I think it's a little too early for them to get the belts just yet. I think the New Day just picked up the belts, and yeah, I just think the New Day keeps the belt. Shenanigans happen, and one of them gets put through a table, but I think it's going to build to a tables match for the belts. But Dudley boys do not win the belts this go around. That's just my take. So far, we're disagreeing on the first two matches. This is surprising. By the way, the A-Ball agrees they're not winning the belts.
Well, fine.
Alright, so moving along in the card, Rusev takes on Dolph Ziggler. This time, we may actually get a winner, because we've had a countout, and we've had disqualification. Now we need a winner in this one. It's gotta be Rusev, right? Or, wait, no. Does Summer turn and join Ziggler, and that's what happened that cost Rusev?
I'm trying to think about it, because I've heard a lot of things about this. Lana's out hurt.
Yeah, the storyline's kind of going away, as it were. So there has to be a fitting conclusion one way or the other.
Honestly, the way I see it going is you could have Summer turn on Rusev. She links up with Ziggler. Lana comes back, realizes Ziggler's a hoe bag.
He steals everyone's girlfriend. It's his gimmick. It's on all of his t-shirts.
It's his gimmick. He steals everyone's girlfriend. So Lana realizes that, you know, she's been had, and she goes back to Rusev.
So you're going with Ziggler?
I'm going with Ziggler.
Yeah, I'm going with Ziggler too. It makes sense. Have Summer go with Ziggler and you go from there. It just makes sense. The Magic 8-Ball says very doubtful that Ziggler beats Rusev. So now it's disagreeing with both of us.
God damn it, Magic 8-Ball, get your stuff together.
It can't make up its mind. It's very, very up in the air. One time it's me, one time it's you, now it's against both of us.
God.
Kevin Owens versus the Ryback for the Intercontinental Championship.
I want Owens to win. I don't know if he's going to, but I want Owens to win.
I'm picking Kevin Owens to win.
Yeah, I'm picking Kevin Owens to win. I can't pick Ryback in this. There needs to be a change. They need to do something with Owens. He's always better when he has a title. I mean, he's good regardless, but he's always like twice as obnoxious when he has something to carry with him.
I was going to say, the character is so much better with a championship, it would make sense to put the belt on him. I don't buy into Ryback. I really don't. I can't get behind the master of the Feed Me More.
What is that?
I've been asking. I put it out on Twitter. Is it a degree? What is it? What's the master of the Feed Me More? Do you just do stupid arm things? Is that how you get Feed Me More?
Do you overeat? I mean, what?
What is it?
Because I'm pretty sure my cat's also a master of the Feed Me More.
I think we all are. In some fashion, we all like to eat. It's like, do we do ridiculous hand motions when we eat? No. I just don't get the Ryback thing. I've never gotten the Ryback thing. He was over at one point. People liked to chant his thing, but he's not been a good Intercontinental Champion. There haven't been good quality matches since he's been champion. He hasn't gotten the right opponents. But still, he's done nothing for the belt. The belt's doing nothing for him. At least with Kevin Owens, he can probably bring the prestige back to the belt. since we've lost some of it with the U.S. title, since it's now in the main title picture. It needs, the IC title needs to be the workhorse belt.
I agree, and honestly, for Ryback, it's really difficult for him in terms of finding him an opponent, because he's just...
He's not a great worker.
He's really not. I don't want to bash the guy.
Nothing against him. It's just not who he is. He's not a typical guy who can have 20-minute matches that draw you in. That's not who he is.
Yeah, he's not a storyteller. He's not a grappler. He's more of a brawler. Kind of has the personality of a piece of toast.
Please don't let him ever do Elvis again.
Please don't. And, I mean, he's trying. He's busting his butt, and I cannot fault him that, but honestly, Ryback doesn't do a damn thing for me. I liked him better as Skip Sheffield, let's be real.
Hashtag Nexus.
Hashtag Nexus, since they're doing a faction show and they're going to bring back the Nexus, just don't show Husky Harris and we're good. But yeah, I feel like Owens would be a better IC champ.
Because then you could have better matches with Owens as champ. You could put him back in the John Cena role, having good quality matches with like the Cesaro, Ziggler, and the like.
The thing is like if you put it on Owens, I feel like Owens has the prestige already coming in because he feuded with Cena. He's beaten Cena. He did it while he was NXT champion. So he does at least have the NXT championship behind him. I don't know if Ryback's held any titles.
No, this was his title, and we have a tie ball game.
Well, shit.
Well, after the extra point, which is not a given this year. It's not a given, but...
But it's just, I feel like Ryback is just lacking the credibility. Like, Owens walks in, Owens has the credibility, he's been NXT champion, he's a prize fighter, you know he's been champion pretty much everywhere he's went. And, because he tells you that.
Repeat
like, that's it. The thing. Owens touts his accomplishments. He touts where he's been. He touts what he's done. And you know he's coming in. You know that if he gets that title, he's going to bring some level of prestige to it. Because people are going to want to take it off his hands. I think that's part of the problem with the way that they've booked Ryback, is that nobody wants to take that title off his hands. Nobody's, like, beating down his door to get it.
Right. And he's going to be, realistically, you put him in the position you wanted Daniel Bryan in 4 months ago, being the Intercontinental Champion. He can work. He's a workhorse. Let him carry the belt and bring some class back to the belt that Ryback can't deliver. He can't deliver the match quality that the belt needs.
Yeah, he can't deliver the match quality. He can't deliver the promos. He really can't. You need people beating down that champion's door, especially since the U.S. title is now on Seth Rollins, and you have Cena challenging for the U.S. title, and you have Sting challenging for the World Heavyweight Championship. Somebody should be going for the IC title. It's like every other title is in contention. Every other title people are trying to get to, the only title people are not actively beating down to get to is the IC belt.
They're not. And he was gone for 6 weeks.
And he was gone for 6 weeks because he was out with a staph infection, so that killed his momentum. So it's like, just at this point, I want Kevin Owens to win. Put the title on Kevin Owens. Please just do the thing.
I'm with you. The 8-Ball's against us.
Damn it, 8-Ball!
Let's see. We'll save that one. Let's go with the Divas Championship. Charlotte taking on Nikki Bella.
So help me God, if Charlotte does not win, I'm going to throw a fit. Because after the crap on Monday, and yes, I'm still bitter about Monday, I will be bitter about Monday for a really long time, Charlotte needs to win. And they need to do something to make people care about this match, because honestly, I don't think a lot of people care. It's like the match was Monday, that's the one everybody cared about, they ended it in complete shenanigans, and now we're moving towards Sunday where Nikki Bella will probably lose the title.
We talked about this on the Raw Post Show Monday nights, 11:10 p.m. Eastern, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, where we had the emotional investment. This match won't have the same emotional investment because it's not going to be the centerpiece of the show. I really, really hope they put a focus on this match. It's hard with just the way the matches on the show are. Whoa.
Uh-oh.
Denver just takes the lead. How about that?
Oh my.
Picked off Alex Smith. There is a flag,
with
though.
27 seconds left to go, and there's a flag. On who?
No foul. No flag. Flags picked up, no foul.
Oh!
Touchdown stand. Alright, as we talked about Monday, we had the emotional investment there. Now we don't.
Yeah, it's just like you wanted to see Charlotte win or you wanted to see Nikki win, whichever side you wanted. You wanted it to be a definite win for someone, and it wasn't. And it was really a very disappointing finish. Again, I understand the point of the finish of the match. I understand why they did it. But if you were just going to go ahead and give Nikki Bella the thing, you really could have had someone else step up and challenge and lay down for her, and it would have been fine. And you save this match for Sunday, where it has that investment because it's like, Charlotte is really one of the first legit contenders for the title that Nikki's had in a while. It's a new pairing. It's a new feud. It's something that we really haven't seen a lot of before. We know it's going to be a very good match. The match that they had on Monday was stellar until the end.
And they needed 5 more minutes to really tell a really good story.
Yeah, I mean, they were going in there. They were being hard-hitting. They were kicking butt. They needed like 5 more minutes and it would have been great. But yeah, I mean, in terms of this match on Sunday, it's hard to get into it after Monday. Like, that's the thing. It's really hard to get into it because it's like basically at this point, it's either Nikki Bella needs to drop that title or just crown her champion for life. Take your pick.
Yeah.
But it's like, honestly, I don't care. Just do something.
This needs to be a spotlighted match on the show with the 2 Sting matches and the big 6-man. Then the 2 Sting matches, 2 Seth Rollins matches and the 6-man. It's hard to find a spotlight for this match. On Monday, they had the spotlight, which is going to take away from some of it. I say Charlotte wins the belt. Please, oh God, have Charlotte win the belt.
Yes, please let Charlotte win the belt.
Magic 8-Ball says Charlotte wins the belt.
Finally.
Finally agreeing with us, right? About time, Magic 8-Ball. Learn. We know what we're talking about. Okay. Alright, before we move on to the next match, I gotta address something in the chat room. The Roman Reigns rumor. Okay, I gotta explain this to everyone. It's not a news story. WWE is not thinking about Roman Reigns being Punk's record. It's not a real story. What the thing was someone said, this is not news. This is just me throwing out an idea, a thought I had. This is not coming from WWE. But then the news sites ran with the story of Roman Reigns is going to break CM Punk's record. It's not a legitimate story. It was just a idea, thought one person had. That's all it was. Simple as that. Which transitions us into the 6-man tag. Wyatt family, Strowman, Harper, Bray, taking on Roman, Dean, and you go from there.
Vacant.
How about it?
This is a hard one. This is a really, really, really hard one to pick because it all depends on who Roman and Dean have. There have been a lot of rumors as to who it could be. Personally, my pick is it's going to be a returning Daniel Bryan.
Yeah, they've kept it. They have not mentioned him on TV since Tough Enough has ended. They've completely been quiet. He's been very quiet. You haven't heard a lot from him.
Yeah, so it's something that, and also it's, they've been holding him off TV, partially because of his injury, but also because I think they've been trying to figure out a way to work him into the product. This is a good way to work him in the product, because you bring him in the 6-man, he faces off against the Wyatt family with Dean and Roman. You can protect him with Dean and Roman. Roman and Bray can potentially go to the cell, or you move Bray and Daniel on, where you could potentially do Bray and Daniel in the cell.
No, I wouldn't do Daniel Bryan in the cell. I would do Roman and Bray in the cell. But I was going to go with Daniel Bryan as the partner as well, even though The Rock has been tossed around, and it would be cool. It would tie in family. But when we heard on SmackDown, Dean made this phone call. Dean Ambrose knows Daniel Bryan. That sort of was the hint. I don't think it's Eric Rowan. I think it would be a mistake for Eric Rowan's future if it was Eric Rowan.
The thing with Eric Rowan isn't 100% yet. He's still coming off an injury. They're not going to risk putting him in the ring just yet. Even though, again, you can protect him, at some point, you need to do Eric versus Strowman. And Eric needs to be 100% for that to happen. By the way, just to interject, Denver beats the Chiefs 31-24 with a damn lucky bounce. That's all I'm going to say on that. But you need to save that confrontation. You need to have Eric be 100%. If you're even going to have Eric turn. Because as we said, it could be Eric Rowan gets better. The Wyatts do a 4-man Survivor Series style match. And then after that, Strowman goes away. Where Eric takes his place.
Right.
Or you see the Wyatt family drift apart. Where maybe Strowman stays with Bray. And Luke and Eric go off and do their own thing.
It was mentioned in chat room. I definitely see Kane being their partner. Especially when they talk about monsters. And no offense, but Bryan being their partner would not be believable to beat the Wyatts. This is 100% true. I would have the Wyatts go over. There isn't a big enough guy on the roster to match up with Strowman. Do you really want it to be the Big Show? I don't want it to be the Big Show. Roman Reigns doesn't get along with the Big Show, so it's not going to be the Big Show. It's not going to be Mark Henry. It would be stupid Mark Henry. Mark Henry, no. Can't be Mark Henry. For a surprise, could be Eric Rowan. But again, short-term, good. Long-term, it's devastating for Eric Rowan's career.
Yeah, at this point, if you're going to bring Rowan back, Rowan needs to come back with the Wyatts, or you need to find him a long-term solution. Because when Rowan went out, he went out when he was teaming with Luke. He had turned heel. It makes sense to bring him back as a heel in the Wyatt family, but Eric has to do more to prove to Bray that he deserves to come back.
Okay, Kane's big. Oh man, Kane is big. But do we really want to see Kane in that situation again? Go back to what's been going on for the last 6 months. Kane has been feuding with Roman Reigns. I don't think...
Yeah, the thing is it's like you would have to explain why Kane is coming back as a face all of a sudden, because he's the director of operations, he's been a heel, he's part of the authority. He's been trying to screw over Roman, he's been trying to screw over Dean, he's been trying to screw over everybody. And while Kane would be cool to come back because he can match Strowman for size, at least height-wise, he doesn't match width, it's... you need an explanation there. Like, I get Bryan is not believable to beat the Wyatt family, and I 100% agree with that, but Bryan, it makes sense, because Bryan was a face when he left. He comes back as a face, he's got a beef with Bray that was never settled, that it's, oh, you want me to come and help you with the Wyatt family? Yeah, sure, I'll do that. It's a good way to bring him back to TV, to get him reintegrated in the product, and to find him a storyline, because it's something is once Bray is done with Roman, he can move on to Dean, to Bryan, which I believe was actually the original storyline that Bray was supposed to get that he never did when Bryan got hurt.
I'll address your question in a minute, LeMans. I had a horrifying thought.
Oh, God.
The partner is the Great Khali.
No.
As you were talking, I had this horrifying thought. It's Great Khali. It's like, he's big. Dean would be crazy enough to call him. Dean sort of would understand him because he's crazy. And he's big enough to match Strowman. The Great Khali has all the characteristics needed.
No.
It would be awful.
He can't walk.
I understand this. All right. Now, LeMans goes, what if he comes back as a monster to finally to task revenge on Wyatt after what he did to him so long ago that left unresolved?
They're not going to give me my closure.
LeMans brings up he sees Bryan being brought back to feud with Rollins more so than Wyatt. Possibly, but I don't know. It's a name. It really at this point is a name. We're probably so wrong. It's, yeah.
That's a big if. It's the only name that really comes to mind that makes sense. I mean, they could bring in somebody for one night. It could be The Rock. If it's a bigger name that comes out with Roman and Dean, then it's going to be Roman and Dean going over because they're not going to have that. They're not going to have, it's like if The Rock shows up, they're not going to have The Rock job to the Wyatt family. Even though it would be a great win for Bray, they're not going to do it.
Bold prediction, Bray Wyatt pins The Rock on Sunday.
And that gives him his thing. That being said, you need to have...
Let's go with WWE booking logic, all right? Bray won first. Roman won second. Bray wins third.
Yeah, Bray's going to win the third because you have to establish the family. You have to establish Strowman, and to hang a loss on Strowman when this is his first real match. Yeah, I think the Wyatts are going over in this. Plus, that gives them a reason to go to the cell.
Yeah, to keep the rest of the Wyatts out. I picked the Wyatts, you picked the Wyatts. Outlook says is good, says the Magic 8-Ball for the Wyatts winning on Sunday.
And also, it's something that if it is Eric Rowan can turn on Dean and Roman.
Yes.
So there is that.
There is that. All right, let's get to the two big championship matches on the show. Seth Rollins' big night. First match is, at one point, it's Seth Rollins versus John Cena for United States Championship. At one point they said this is going to be the main event. I hope this is not the main event, but I can see them doing it as the main event. All right, so U.S. title. What's your thought process?
Sting's winning.
U.S. title.
U.S. title, sorry. Cena's winning.
Cena wins, LOL.
LOL, Cena wins. He laid down for Rollins at SummerSlam. He gets his win back. He gets his title back. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cena wins.
Cena wins, LOL. I'll explain for the next pick what the deal is. I'm going John Cena as well. Magic 8-Ball says, Seth Rollins retains? No. Now you go Sting and Seth Rollins for the WWE Championship. All right, I'm going to explain this one. WWE is struggling right now. as far as ratings go. They need something to get people talking again. Seth Rollins as WWE champion is not getting people talking the way it should right now. Seth Rollins is a great WWE champion, but right now, he's coming out, cuts the same promo every single week, how good he is, and all that. He's Seth Rollins is good as a champion. He's having great matches as WWE champion. He's carrying the belt well. He's delivering when it counts. But he's sort of falling into a rut. As a character, he's gotten comfortable. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And it's sort of taking a hit on television where it's like, this is Seth Rollins. This is what he does. He cuts the promo. This is what he says. And he goes from there. He delivers in the matches, which is great. But you're not getting that Seth Rollins is champion. Oh my God, he's the champion. I gotta see him every week. He's not dragging the people in as he should. He's not grabbing you as he should, attention-wise. And that's not to say what he does in the ring. Again, great matches, great stuff. He's good. He's a good WWE champion. But they need something to hook people on every week. And a change, even if it's a small one, will do that. Which is why I'm saying Sting wins the WWE championship.
I agree. I think Sting wins the championship. They're gonna wanna shock people. They're going to want to get attention. Putting the title on Sting will get them attention. Plus, it helps a bid to put Sting in the Hall of Fame. Not that he really needs it, but I think this is where they're trying to get him going, is that he held both the WCW and the WWE Championship along with several others. And that just adds his credibility to go into the Hall of Fame potentially next year or in the next few years, because that's probably the end game. Also, it makes sense that if you put the title on Sting, he's an easy target for Sheamus to cash in on, and Sheamus could, and that's how they could take the belt off Sting, is Sheamus comes in, cashes in, and takes it off Sting, and Rollins gets screwed, which would be poetic justice.
Now, my point is, having Seth Rollins lose both belts, is now everything's going bad for Seth Rollins. Because everything goes so well for Seth Rollins. He's been the dual champion. He had a statue even though it got destroyed. But his life finally crumbles down on him. And now he has to regroup, re-strategize, and get everything he wants back. He becomes the chaser. And that sort of works for him. He's gunning for something. Give him something to do. Have him gun for something. I think that'll help him. I don't think Sting holds the belt long. He'll go into Hell in a Cell, probably lose it, unless Sheamus cashes it on Monday night. But Sting winning the championship should get people talking Sunday night going into Monday Night's Raw, which is the goal now that football's here, getting people talking every week.
I agree. And it's just, and plus you send everybody home happy, you know?
Right. And that's that, which will be interesting how they place the matches. If Sting is not going over, that title match could be early in the show.
It all depends on what Sting wants to do. If Rollins and Sting, I have a feeling though that Rollins and Sting will be the main event.
Oh, I do too, but you never know.
You never know. But yeah, I have that feeling that Rollins and Sting are going to be the main event, and you're going to see that lasting image of Seth Rollins getting pinned by Sting and Sting holding up the WWE Championship and Rollins throwing a tantrum, and it's going to be Rollins now has a point to prove. He has to prove that he's the best. He has to prove that he deserves the championship, and as you said, he's always better chasing than he is with the titles, because it's something that he's gone long enough with the titles that he's complacent. He doesn't have any real challengers, or any, the last real challenger he had, he was able to get out of it relatively easily. So for him, now he has something to prove. He's gotten too cocky. He's gotten too arrogant, and now he's paid the price for it. So he has to get his title back.
Right. Magic 8-Ball says Sting winning the WWE Championship. No.
All right.
So again, send your picks in Facebook, Twitters. You know the deal. We're about to plug them here in a second. Get them in Sunday at 5 p.m. and we'll recap it all next week on the show.
Yep, but I say we're done.
We are done. All right, so here we go. Here's the plugs. The Rack Extra Total Divas Season 4, Episode 11 will be available on Saturday. Go back and listen to The Rack of Age Dragon Con, now available at rockradioshow.com. Go back and listen to our interview with Scott Lawless from last week. Support his Kickstarter. Search The Second Shift on Kickstarter for all that information, or go to Facebook pages, facebook.com/rockradioshow. Or twitter.com/rockradioshow. The information is sitting there because it was put out earlier today. You can get us on YouTube as well, youtube.com/rockradioshow. Saturday night, Midnight Dish is episode 401 of CB Radio, the weird, the wacky, the unusual. Lindsay has provided me with some entertainment for the show.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk some sports, and we're going to have somebody in Rob's expert NFL picks, so much more. It's CB Radio episode 401 this Saturday night. Go back and listen to episode 400, cbradiolive.com, CB Radio Live on Twitter and Facebook, hashtag Blame Rob. Sunday night, 11 p.m. Eastern, with Russell Talk Radio with Tim Stein, Mason Omega, recapping WWE United Champions at WTR Sunday night, facebook.com, says Russell Talk Radio. Monday night, Raw Post Show, 11, 10 p.m. Eastern. We'll recap everything that happens falling out from United Champions. We'll be back next Thursday night for another edition of Rack. We'll talk NXT and reviewing Night of Champions. Follow me on Twitter at Wild Talk Radio, facebook.com, Wild Talk Radio Network. Get us on Stitcher and iTunes Rack Radio Show. Tune in Stitcher, iTunes, Wild Talk Radio Network.
You can follow me on Twitter at Lens Ward, LANSWRND. Go to my website, psychwarddesigns.com. If you like my orc, if you'd like to view my orc, it is available for your viewing pleasure at behance.net/LensWard, same as the Twitter. Don't forget to check out Scott Long's amazing project at Kickstarter.com. Remember, The Second Shift, 2015. You want to check it out. You want to support it. As he said in the interview, all payments come out at the end of the month or if the Kickstarter is funded. So make sure to fund it, y'all. And, of course, don't forget to check out our very fine sponsors, PWMania.com, TNAsylum.net, The Haven for TNA fans, and Wrestling Figure Wednesdays. Go to YouTube.com/MBG1211 for all your stop-motion wrestling action figure needs. So for Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward. We will see you next week where we're talking all about the fallout from Night of Champions. But till then, bye!